Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Here in the Vatican, a special summer night is filled with wonder, as the Vatican museums remain open from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. To find out more about this initiative, I called on the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci, whose office is in the heart of these museums. I spoke to him across a desk the size of a grand piano, covered in glossy arty publications.
Professor Paolucci, the 24th of July 2009 will go down in history as the first time the Vatican Museums opened to the public at night. What is the purpose of this initiative?
First of all, I wish to introduce myself. I am the director of the Vatican Museum. The benevolence of the Holy Father has appointed me this responsibility, a very great responsibility, as you can understand very well, because the famous masterpieces collected by our Catholic Church through many, many centuries require continuous devotion, need many important resources in order to be enjoyed by all the world. But this one is the problem. Vatican Museums must be enjoyed by all the world, by tourists, by the guests coming from far countries, and in a special way, I think, must be enjoyed by the citizen of Rome, by the Roman people. This is the reason I wanted to open the Vatican Museums, the museums of the Pope, at night, the first time in the history of the Vatican Museums.
You just mentioned that you wanted this museum that was opened by the popes as a pop museum. I heard you say that. You called it a pop museum. What did you mean by this?
You must understand that the Vatican Museums are visited each year by 4-5 million people. This is a number terrible, no? This means the Vatican Museums are popular museums, like Uffizi in Florence, like Louvre in Paris. This reality, popular reality of the Vatican Museums, is an important and necessary characteristic of this great reality. The Vatican Museums are the most important concentration in the world of art, of history, of culture, of faith. It's necessary a whole life for now in the Vatican Museums. But the time for the tourists is very, very, very little. This is the most important problem.
If the initiative is successful, will there be a follow-up?
I wish that this idea of opening the Vatican Museum will repeat the next year. This is my wish. I hope that this experience, the next 24, will be unforgettable and magnificent and wonderful for the people. I hope that, and I wish say to people of Rome and to our guests in Rome, may you keep for a long in your health a good memory of this splendid, magnificent night.
Any advice to those who are going to visit in terms of what you think is most wonderful in the museums?
I wish that the people in the Vatican Museums the next night visit and enjoy it in the Stanza della Segnatura by Raffaello, and in the Cortile Ottagono, inside the Vatican Museums, in the Colle del Belvedere, there are the most important, the most magnificent masterpieces of the Roman and Greek art. The marble of Laocoonte, the Apollo of Belvedere, under the sky of Rome. This is, I think, an unforgettable experience.
And my thanks there go to the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.